hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. As always, it's your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet. And you know what? I think it's time to get inappropriate, actually. Once again, I am joined by the sexiest, the finest, the most good-lookingest co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
We're talking about me?
We're talking about
you.
No,
I know. I'm very good looking. hi, all. It is I, Stephanie, a.k.a. Captain Steph on Twitter, the Snow Queer on Tumblr. We're a little late this week, and do you want to tell why, Dom? We had a pretty good weekend.
We did a pretty good weekend, but let me ask you a question first, Stephanie. Steffi,
tell me.
Hella Steph, is it wrong or is it right to make fan fiction of your friends? Erotic friend fiction?
Well, I mean, what's her name? Is it Tina from Bob's Burgers?
She made the erotic friend fiction.
Would have you say yes?
Okay.
I think the bigger question is, ought one share said erotic friend fiction with one's friends?
Well, I'm not even going to get into that because I don't have the legality for that. I mean, I think if you share it with the friends themselves, then it's just creepy, but it's not illegal. So here's a better question. Is it wrong to create Rule 34 art of your friends under the same circumstances?
Because That's a weird question.
This is our 34 episode,
what is
Steph.
Happening?
This is GR34, R34, Rule 34.
Where in the hell is this question coming from?
That's what the whole theme is. That's why you got like sexy and cute to start it off.
Put me on the goddamn spot.
It's the spot, the Rule 34 spot. Welcome to the club.
This
is the G spot, ladies and gentle people. Come on down to the G spot. This is G spot reveal. It's your boy, Brother Dom.
Oh my god. That is the worst porn name for
G spot reveal.
Listeners, we've struggled for many months now trying to think up some kind of overarching name for our brand. There's nothing that doesn't sound like we are some kind of stripping or porn organization.
Because if we called it like porn reveal or stripper reveal, that would sound less sexy than like
the reveal network something.
That
like
sounds dirtier than than strip reveal. Because strip reveal sounds like, oh, they were trying to be funny, but it's probably just about like strip steak or something or strip mining. It's like, no, there's actually strippers. And people are like, yeah, okay, cool.
You know, those common podcast topics, strip mining and strip steaks.
That's next week's episode. Don't spoiler alert. Come on, Steph. So we were at Pride this weekend. New York Pride.
In our specialty, burying the lead. We did go to New York Pride last weekend.
It was dope. You have fun?
I had a really good time. I'm still tired. It is Wednesday as of our recording instead of our typical Monday, and I am still not quite caught up on that sleep.
I think I'm pretty good on sleep from that. I just stayed up late the day I got back. But yeah, I had a lot of time. It was tiring, but I slept really, really good on your couch. I sleep great on people's couches, better than I sleep in my own bed, quite honestly.
It's a skill.
I wake up to go to the bathroom every night until I sleep somewhere that's not my house. I don't know why. I can sleep the whole night on somebody else's couch, bed, floor, hotels.
Is it just like a psychological fear of having to find the bathroom in the dark in someone else's place?
I don't know. Maybe. But like maybe
some kind of sublimated reaction.
Maybe. I don't know. I wish I could have that subconscious at my own house so I can actually get like a full 6 hours of sleep. Like, I just want 6 hours. But Pride was a lot of fun, actually.
It was.
Until we saw someone's like apartment catch on fire.
Yeah, that was something
else. I think that got fixed, so like still a good Pride.
Yeah, the fire trucks came and it seemed to put it out pretty rapidly, and we got to see all the little from the big fire truck all the way down to the little golf cart with cops in it.
it was basically just like a John Deere like Gator, like a 4x2 just driving in. Like, we have stretchers and like a super soaker. Like, Splatoon's not gonna help you put out this fire. But it was fun. And also this weekend I went to the Game Developers of Color Expo. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
going off script already. I always remember things as soon as I start thinking. But it was a lot of fun. I got to meet some people face-to-face who I've only, like, interacted with online.
Including friend of the podcast, Tanya DePass, correct?
Yeah, she was, like, the first person I saw, like, coming in after I got registered. I'm like, there's Tanya, this is great. And, like, we got, like, hugs, and I think we took a selfie. It's on twitter.com. It was a great selfie, of course.
Nice.
Then I met like one of the social media directors, like a PR guy, Jason Vega. He's actually the one who helped me out getting a press pass and that sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
And then just some other, and then
you we're know, so official.
Oh, it was. I'm so official. All I need is a whistle. That's a Lil Wayne reference.
I was gonna say that's a reference that flew right on over my head.
Excuse my charisma. That's the next line. It's in that song, but. So it was a nice little thing. I got to play Card Witch from A6 Productions. Some people I follow on Twitter, they are very, very creative. Robert and Natasha, they are great people. I don't remember either of their last names, if I even knew them from the first place, but I follow them both on Twitter. But Card Witch is basically Mega Man Battle Network with a black lady that's a witch. And they had like a...
Sounds cool to me.
Yes, it was like a battle simulator, like just the battle mode, but it felt so good and... played some other stuff. It was nice to see black developers, Asian developers. I played a game called The Ultimate Clapback. And it was basically you flip insults back at each other with cards. Mechanically, I guess it's like war, but you get to pick your cards and the cards are assigned value based on like how people denote them. Pretty much you want to get people to say, oh shit. But tonally, it pretty much just felt like Cards Against Humanity, but for black people. That wasn't the mechanics, but it had like that air of like, let's be dicks, but it's from black people. The creator, nice lady. So it was good to see like female developers, gender queer developers. Pretty much, it was nice to not just see white dudes developing. Let's put cis straight white dudes. They were there and they were supportive. They didn't seem to have a problem with everybody else prospering. So it's interesting.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I guess it's possible.
What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept. but it was nice. Got to see some people. It was nice to meet people, shake hands, dap up. It was nice to go to a convention and dap up with people. It was wild.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I got an Uber back after I ate some fries, and then we had the rest of our New York trip, so that was nice.
Yeah. Dom ate like one thing, those fries, that whole day.
Nuh-uh. False. I had a crepe that night.
You did. It was up until like 6 p.m. that day.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't.
You were like fasting or something.
I ate some candy. I ate some Sour Patch Kids.
Well, that makes all the difference.
It does. You don't even. Yeah.
Keep that blood sugar up.
Something kept up. Some kind of sugar. Okay. Let's. Well, that was pretty fun. We could probably reminisce about that forever, but let's not do that. Let's get into
Let's jump right into this.
The news from last week. So you are probably the leader for this time. So get your Rule 34 glasses on and let's jump in.
Alrighty, I don't have any really kind of terrible dirty joke to make about this first item.
I'll get there.
I'm sorry. We'll get there. they announced that they are awarding, I guess. Is the right word? What's the verb? I'm not sure. They are giving out Hollywood Walk of Fame stars to a bunch more people who didn't have them before. Big news of this announcement was that Lin-Manuel Miranda was going to be one of the people getting them. The thing that really confused me, RuPaul as well and Weird Al, what confused me the most about this announcement is that some of the people who are getting them now didn't already have them.
So they're kind of righting some wrongs to an extent?
Yeah, like Minnie Mouse didn't have a star. Gillian Anderson, Mark Hamill, Jeff Goldblum. Those people have been around and have been acting or doing their thing in things for a long time. And seems strange to me that, definitely, Snoop Dogg got one, Mary J. Blige, Ice-T, Shonda Rhimes. I feel like Shonda Rhimes is the one that, like, stands out to me to, like, Shonda's, like, obviously deserves the star, but she's been around for so less amount of time than, like, Mark Hamill, for example.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes, for instance, feels like somebody who should have been getting one. Like, her and Lynn are, like, peaking. Not peaking, but, like...
Yeah, not peaking, but they're just at the height of their...
Like, they're at a lot of badassery right now, so it stands to reason that they might not have had one, like, 2 years ago. Like, maybe Shonda's is, like, maybe a year late, but, like...
Yeah.
What are Ice-T, Mark Hamill, and Jeff Goldblum doing here, like, this late in the game? Like,
right?
What have they done recently that people are like, oh, yeah. And obviously Minnie Mouse, like...
Yeah, Minnie Mouse is only, what, like, 70 years old?
Like, if you're going to give them the cartoon characters, like, I don't think she's remotely relevant right now.
Yeah, like, what changed lately for Minnie Mouse except someone called you out for the fact that you had a Mickey Mouse star and no Minnie Mouse star? Like...
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. That's got to be, like, exactly it.
Yeah, and I would have just, like... There has to be, like, another... There's people that are more in touch with the cultural zeitgeist. Like, obviously, I think Elsa's overblown, but I feel like that would have more of an impact than... Or even, like, Wonder Woman or something. Like,
yeah, like, as a current ad, I guess?
I guess, but, like... I don't know. Like, but, I mean, putting Minnie Mouse there, that's probably why she got put there, but... Why is Mary J. Blige even here? Like... Like, a very loved person, but I don't, what has she done?
I guess the categories were like contributions to, I think, small screen, big screen, music, radio, live performance. And I think that was it.
These just seem odd, but...
So, like, yeah, like, how in the sinister fuck did Donald Trump get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star before Mark Hamill, an actor?
Well...
And a decent human being, like...
Okay, well, we're not going by decentness here, like...
No.
In Donald Trump's defense, there's probably shitty people all over Walk of Fame. I mean, he might be the shittiest, maybe, but... I think Mark Hamill was, like, how relevant was he for, like, a gap of time?
Well, I mean, like, after Star Wars, he played a lot of villains and did a lot of voice acting because he didn't want to get typecast as the, like, wide-eyed hero.
So, yeah, so now he's the rest
of his life.
Now he's the Joker. Like, that's...
Yeah, but, like, he was the Joker for a super long time, you know? Like...
Yeah, he's also, like, the villain of a Criminal Minds arc. Like, it's weird.
He plays the trickster in, The Flash.
Yeah, he's just a cunning bad guy, or Luke. So he just added to his typecasting. I don't know, I think Donald Trump must have just had a
friend on the committee or something.
Well, that, but, like, he was just relevant in pop culture at a different time than Luke, and probably paid somebody off. I mean, Mark, he's Luke, come on. Well, there's that. So we got new stars, and, you know, I think they just wanted to put some stars on there that people would stop, like, vandalizing. So,
like, huh, who can we, who do the children like these days?
None of these people, like, Lynn, that's it. Like, Lynn and Shonda and RuPaul. And Mark Hamill's just beloved, I think they
Mark
just...
Hamill's beloved, Jeff Goldblum's, like, beloved, and Gillian Anderson's beloved by the gays. Which I mean gay women.
Who is she again? I'm gonna do
a good research. Scully from...
Oh, okay.
Whatchamacallit, X-Files. She was in Hannibal. She's in American Gods now. Ginger Lady.
Well, it's okay. She was Scully, because she's just blonde now and all the pictures that came up.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, I believe it. I remember what she used to look like, but now I'm like, I guess that's her. That doesn't remind me of Scully. I mean, obviously people age, but it looks like she aged into a different person rather than just this older herself. Which is, like, I guess I just forgot what she looked like. Never mind.
It's all good.
Whatevs.
It's fine.
I didn't really watch X-Files.
It's okay. I didn't watch it until, like, 3 years ago, so I was too scaredy cat to watch it when it was actually airing.
It is kind of creepy.
It's very scary. Like, it's very spooky.
Spooky. Spooky ghost.
There were some episodes that were still spooky to me when I was watching it in... like 2015.
What's a sign of good writing then? Because they weren't going off cheap fears, they were going off like paranormal stuff, right?
Yeah, like conspiracy theories and
That's why people
still
like
critters.
That's why people like Gravity Falls, even though they're adults, because the same type of thing, right?
Yeah, Gravity Falls is just kind of like X-Files for kids, like.
Plus Kristen Schaal.
Yeah.
yeah, I guess you can't lose right now.
So, like, 5 minutes ago, we had a good segue into this next news item.
Did we?
But we changed tacks. Yeah, we're going back to Star Wars.
Oh, what? Okay, hey, Mark Hamill, he's cool. What else happened in Star Wars land?
Oh, well, they fired the two directors who were directing the Han Solo standalone movie.
Why?
Well...
Because I thought I saw something like, there's no way that's true, so...
Yeah, they're definitely fired. Ron Howard is apparently taking over for the end of the... For, like, the end of the filming and then the reshoots that they're going to have to do. Because apparently the reason that they were fired is because... And I don't know how it went this long with them, like, going off track so hard. But apparently they were focusing, like, way too hard on, like, the comedic aspects of Han Solo's character and less on, like, the kind of, like, selfish, sarcastic smuggler side of his character.
So he was just doing, like, a more straight-laced Guardians of the Galaxy, probably, right?
Like, the second... The sarcastic, selfish version is the one that Lucasfilm was looking for. And, like, I actually saw a picture, like, as, like, the feature picture in an article about this that had a picture of Ace Ventura Pet Detective next to, like, the shot, like, the cast shot of Alden Ehrenreich or whatever, however you say the name of the young gent who's playing Han Solo.
Okay.
Which means they went real hard into the comedy. Space Ventura.
Okay.
That was real time. You heard me discover that pun in real time. Space Ventura Pet Detective. But yeah, so apparently now Ron Howard's taking over.
Nope, that was good. That was very good. That's why I had that horrible laugh, whatever that was. There was no embellishment here. That forced its way out of me.
That was a natural, unconscious.
The laugh ejaculated from me. Rule 34 episode, keeping on brand.
There you go.
Oh, jeez. So, okay, well, I would have liked a funny Han Solo movie, but there's no need to do that.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of out of brand for the Star Wars universe. Like, absolutely. Star Wars movies can have funny parts, but they're not necessarily, like, comedies.
Yeah.
And I don't know that even Han Solo is kind of, like, the lovable rogue character. I don't know that he would be the one that I would... Like, the background character... Not the background character's main character, but, like, he's not the one that I would necessarily tap for a goofy, more, like, fun-oriented...
I think he's the closest you get, though.
I guess.
Except, like, maybe Finn and Rey, just because they seem like... Well, no.
They both have horribly tragic childhoods, though.
Yeah, but Finn seems to somehow have, like, charisma. No one ever called him a Mary Sue, but I don't know why he has charisma. I don't know what's going on in 21st Order, but whatever. Rey is like seems like the perfect straight man to Finn and Poe's hijinks. Like, they're like an in-love odd couple, and Rey's like, this doesn't make any sense. Stop it.
But why would you do that?
Yeah, like, it could be a dumb little road trip. I'd love that.
That would be delightful.
Well, glad they're out of here, so... so you combined two stories into one. You did it.
I did. Well, that's what the inside baseball there is that the first one was a much older link from, like, the day that it was announced, and then the second link was so that I would, with more details about why it happened and who was going on to take over.
Okay.
Because I didn't expect myself to remember all those things. I put these links in here last week.
And, what's this last story before we go to break? Teachable moment. Let's always learn. Lifelong learning. What's this, what's the last thing?
Yeah, so the last thing is,
I say with bated breath.
With bated breath, Dom's very excited to talk about this. So the Transformers movie came out.
It did?
It's apparently, it's pretty bad. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not. But it's better than the last one, though, Stephanie.
How so?
They don't justify having sex with an underage girl in this one, from what I understand. So that already
oh man, puts what it a high bar.
You don't have to clear a high bar over. To clear the bar. It's if you're pole voting against a 3-year-old and you beat them, a win's a win. But they dedicated a whole scene to that in the last one with Marky Mark, and it was.
Oh, jeez.
People, like, laughing at social justice people and calling it cringe material, but, like, watching a dude justify having sex with a 17-year-old that's, like, why he's, like, 23 is, like, ooh, this is really bad. And then, but you get over that, and then you realize, oh, this is something Michael Bay and his writing team knew or looked up. So, like, you stop feeling cringy about the character, because... He's imaginary. He's just some dude. And began,
started feeling cringy about Michael Bay himself.
Yes. Because what the hell, man? Like, what? Who pulls this law? Like, that's... Ugh. But that's not why I'm excited for the Transformers movie, because I could give a shit less about the Transformers canon, because it doesn't make any sense, and I don't care. The Transformers, apparently... I didn't see this movie, and I don't want to, but I want to see, like, a supercut of these kind of things. Transformers have been here for a while.
By here, you mean on this planet.
On this planet.
Historically.
Historically. Or they've been here multiple times. And they were with King Arthur and Merlin, and all those people are real. That's cool, right?
Sure.
Apparently, the Witwickans, you know, where Sam Witwicky got his name, Shia LaBeouf, because that's the only reason he's part of this legacy.
Oh, God.
You want to know one of the people that dealt with the Transformers?
Tell me.
Harriet Tubman.
What was she doing with the Transformers?
It doesn't fucking matter, Steph. Because it's such a ludicrous thing. So I can't even... Like, I wish I was this funny to make this up, but there's so many questions. What was Harriet Tubman helping the Transformers do? Like, what could she possibly offer them as, like, as a slave escaper runner? What was she offering them? Or conversely, if they were helping her, what...
Then like, how did it take, like, 5 years for the Civil War to be over?
There's no Underground Railroad when Optimus Prime is on your team. There's just the, we're walking off the plantation, there's a giant fuck-off robot behind me. Do what you want to do with your shitty little musket.
You just drive down the road in Optimus Prime, like...
I mean, I don't know what they transformed into. Like, is that where we got the idea from what modern-day cars look like? Well, like, we made the Model T and eventually made cars to look like the Transformers? Or do they just transform into shit they saw on Earth? Like, it's just Optimus' horse-drawn carriage? But either way, he still turns into, like, some kind of robot. So why did any conflict happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like... At least Transformers are better than the Harry Potter wizards.
At least they helped out, presumably.
There's that. But they also have disdain for humans in a way that they're like, we're not going to help. Like, we really don't care about human squabbles. So, like, but they're also an advanced race of, like, giant mech robots. So if they're like, we're not going to fix slavery because screw the Earth, that goes in line with their character. Michael Bay has at least given that much consistency. But the wizards seem to care about people, and
like, you guys like people, and you're also humans too.
And there's nothing stopping like if you wanted to shoot a wizard, there's nothing stopping you from shooting a wizard in the back, right?
That's true. Nope.
They're just people.
Harry Potter could have gotten himself a gun and taken out Voldemort.
Like, it wouldn't have been hard. This dude was around for years. Years.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could have just got like a crappy pistol.
Yeah.
Or a sword.
I know it's not that easy to get guns in Britain, but like
You're a magician, still one.
You're like. A magician, yeah. Like, there's a, like, Accio handgun, like.
Or that little cloak that Harry Potter has. Just walk into, like, a muggle gun store, lift one, leave some pieces of gold or whatever the heck, it doesn't matter.
It's like, to make yourself feel better about.
And it's.
The fact that you just stole a gun to kill Voldemort with.
Yeah, it's not like this was Malfoy or, like, Lucius or whoever the dudes were. This was, like, the one dude that they're like, we gotta stop this guy. Just shoot him. Like, you know how they say guns don't kill people, kill people? People kill people? We need to kill this people with a gun because he's literally wreaking havoc on the entire society that we're trying to hide from humans. Just off this guy. See, that's how you know they weren't really Ravenclaws, because they would have figured that out a long time ago. They wouldn't have been brave. Like, it's only brave because you're charging in with weak magic. You're not, it's not that impressive, Harry. Anyway, the Transformers were hanging around with Harriet Tubman.
Yep, and apparently the movie is so comically bad that the best part, if you didn't guess that it was bad from that.
I'm not laughing at you, that's just a good ass point.
No. you would not. God, wow, I lost my train of thought completely there. Derailed.
Why is the movie bad?
The movie is. Well, why is the movie bad is a whole question that I don't have an hour and a half to answer. But what's great about how bad the movie is that any review you look up of this movie is going to make you laugh.
Why are people taking this seriously?
Deliciously schadenfreude way, because...
Schadenfreude. The shame you feel when someone is roided out of their mind. He's so big, relax, no!
God.
The reviews are funny, though.
Yeah.
But apparently there is, like, a little girl in the movie that gets some spotlight, and that was a bright spot for at least Movie Bob that, like, a young girl gets to, like, hang out with the Transformers and do stuff. Like a little girl, not like a, 16, mm-hmm. like a child.
Like an actual child?
Yeah. Like a child who can't, like, might not even be able to ride a two-wheel bike or something. But probably could, but might not be able to. I have no interest in seeing that movie.
Nope.
What kind of garbage person would I be if I'm like, you know what? I'm not really into period pieces, so I'm going to skip Wonder Woman, but I think Michael Bay deserves $10 of my dollars.
$10? What movie theater are you going to in 1995?
No, you can go to movies for like $10 still.
You can go at like 11 o'clock on a weekday.
Oh yeah, I'm not wasting my night to go see Transformers. It's like a matinee that I went to laugh, like, and I'm probably already lit when I get there. maybe $13. The one near my house is $13, and it has like reclining seats. Super good. That's where I saw Get Out.
Those are $20 in New York.
Yeah, sucks to suck, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
Rule 34 joke, put it there. I don't have time. Yeah. The drink
joke about sucking.
Yes. Yes, that joke really blew. When I was in New York with you for Pride, we went to that bar called The Library. I just want to tell the listeners about that sweet drink I got.
Go for it.
So I asked the waitress about, like, you know, what's a good drink with, like, bourbon or something in it, and she asked me if I ever had, like, an old-fashioned or a Manhattan. So she brings up this little drink that's, like, in a martini glass. Like, imagine a martini glass, but real small.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it, I'm like, oh, man, this is a ripoff. I paid $15 for this. And, like, maybe they're all bad like this. And then everyone else starts to get their cups. Not glass, their cups. And I'm like, damn it. But I was, you know, so I take one sip of this and I'm like, oh, this is just liquor. This is all liquor. It's about four shots of liquor. Those other people's
have ice cubes in it.
Mine was just a straight little glass of something of, like, brownish, reddish purple. And I sipped it and it was pretty good. It was just straight liquor. It was definitely worth the money. In fact, it felt like a good deal after I started drinking it, so just wanted to tell everybody about that, my little journey.
I'm glad you could have that.
That's a segue for you. Anyway, you want to give the people some music?
Let's do that.
Hey, take some music, people. Enjoy it. Just stuff the music right in there. We'll be back. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Geekly Reveal. Hope you liked that break. For us, it was like 15 minutes, but you're probably going to feel like it was only a minute. And you were listening to music, so how fast did it go? It's great, right? As always, you could probably check out that stuff in the show notes. I leave it there. I hope people click on it, but, you know, just to make sure we're not stealing. Speaking of music, I just saw the Hamilton mixtape music video.
Speaking of stealing,
you know what? In a way, yes, kind of. We stole the accomplishments of immigrants and people of color. What a coincidence. Go America. Immigrants, we get the job done.
Hard and fast takes on.
Look, it's the Rule 34 episode.
American
we're all about going hard and fast.
Hey.
It's all about the hard and fast today, Steph.
It's the pelvic thrust. Sorry. Carry on.
It's my favorite thing. I know it's not the lyrics, but, you know. It's called improvising. Anyway, the video from the Hamilton mixtape, Immigrants, We Get the Job Done, released today, and it was quite good. A lot of immigrants in there. Still good rapping, still one of my favorite tracks off the album. Snow, the product, deserves to be more famous. She's an excellent rapper. And the video was just like a lot of immigrants going through struggles and working, and there was like a scene of them making a lot of American flags, and I believe that's a very powerful image.
Yeah, that was, I think, like the best scene, like visual, I think, for me.
Yes, because it kind of speaks to that whole, like, you know, it's immigrants build this nation, and in that sense, like, quite literally or metaphorically, like, they literally are building the metaphor. But it was a good video. The sound quality was good. They really conveyed emotion.
Yeah, definitely. You're more familiar with the mixtape because I don't listen to it as much as you do. Was Riz Ahmed originally in that song, or is that a new verse for the video?
No, all those verses were in the. Wait, who? Which one?
Riz Ahmed.
Which one was he?
He said he had the verse that had some Star Wars references in it on the subway.
Oh, no, yeah, he was in there. British Empire Strikes Back, that's in the original.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything new there.
Okay, I could not remember that verse, and I wasn't sure if it was just because, like, he wasn't on my radar before Rogue One. And so, like, I wouldn't make the connection between the fact that his verse has Star Wars references in it.
Yeah, he was, that verse was there before, yeah.
Okay.
It's such a good verse. gotta love the verse.
Yes.
So I recommend you all go check that out. So
absolutely.
We get some
good stuff, and it's got you gotta like it's a Marvel movie. You gotta stay through the credits, so that you can be blessed also with the visual of the beautiful David Diggs.
I don't have anything witty to add to that. Just do what Steph said. what a beautiful gent.
For real.
There's no segue here, I don't think. So what's next? Watchmen TV series.
Yeah, I guess the only segue here is that we're going from something that was absolutely awesome to happen to something that I don't know why it's happening.
So we're about to get two of those in a row.
Yeah, we're about to get two of those in a row. Although one's at least for a better reason than the other one. So Watchmen is apparently getting a TV series, or it's in talks, with HBO. Because we give innumerable chances to stories about sad white superheroes, I guess. Like, white male superheroes.
We could probably do better on that front.
Like, I know that Watchmen is a beloved comic. And we talked to Wayne about it, like, when we had our character reveal episode with him. And, like, it really was a game-changing comic for its time. Reading it now, it's kind of like, oh, this is a long, like, grim, dark slog. And, like, it is the kind of, like, the comic that invented grim darkness in comics. But we've already got that in so many things.
Yeah, we don't really...
You know, like, we're already maxed out on grim darkness in the DCEU. Like,
yeah, we don't necessarily need any more, I don't think. It's just a lot. It's draining, and now is not really the time where people want grim dark stuff.
Yeah, and it just it's exhausting to me, quite honestly. I just don't want it. I don't know why they have to do it. It's probably going to be good. It's probably going to be better than, like, than the movie was, all that's a low bar. Like,
we've come a while, so I don't know.
It's been a while in terms of special effects. It's been a while in terms of, like, adaptations. And
public consciousness.
Yeah, like, they're probably going to put even more millions of dollars into the Blue Wiener now that it's on HBO.
I mean, that's fine.
Which, you know, that's a very crucial part of the storytelling.
I mean, I support that. There could be more dicks on TV.
That's true.
I don't really have an interest of seeing, like, a just a blue chillin' dick, but, like, I'm glad it's there.
And then I guess the guy they've tapped to work on it just finished up on The Leftovers, which I didn't watch at all, but Mike Lee Whiplash, who writes for Lady Geek Girl blog, is a big fan of it, so... And I tend to trust his taste in comics.
Yeah, he has good taste. Or he's cool enough that I've assumed his taste was good this whole time.
Maybe he'll do a good job. I don't know that I'll be around to watch it.
Hmm. Okay.
That made it sound like I was going to die. I don't plan to die before the Watchmen series premieres. I just don't plan to be around a TV playing HBO when it's on to qualify.
You made it there. you got that thought out.
I sure did.
Okay,
it was long and hard, like you like, but I got there.
Time or length? What kind of long are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, which is more important?
I don't know.
Do you want it to be over quickly, or do you want it to go deep? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, let me speaking of going fast.
Hold on. I don't know my speed preferences. I don't normally want things to be over too quickly, but I don't like to belabor a point. Belaboring points is... I mean, no, let me rephrase that. No, I do like to belabor a point, but, like, I don't like to have sex forever. If this metaphor...
If we're going to lay it all out on the table and break the metaphor open, crack it open like an egg.
I don't know if we were... I'm so lost with how deep we were into this metaphor. But as far as... Okay, so if we're still in metaphor land, yes, I prefer time length, as you can tell, based on that ramble.
That was a beautiful ramble. That was a Stephanie caliber ramble.
I'm glad.
Do you want to tell us about something that goes faster than that?
Yes. Me.
What is that?
No. So Sonic had his birthday a couple of days ago. I say couple incorrectly. I never mean couple as two, usually. It was on the 23rd or something. But Sonic the Hedgehog is 26 years old, or at least his franchise is. I think he's still like 15 or something. And one of the many ways that this was celebrated, because a lot of people celebrated this day, there's a pair of loafers you can buy that are just basically Sonic shoes. And I have a great, great, great need for these shoes. The red with the white stripe, or the stripe looks like a strap with like a golden buckle on the side, and like... like $50 or $60, which is like a pretty good deal if they're even remotely a halfway decent shoe. And they look so good, Steph. They like look so damn good.
They do look really cool.
And so hopefully I can get them. And another apparel news before we get on these other stories, because I don't think I'll have to belabor this point. The 27th was yesterday in our time, a few more days ago when you hear this. And Jinx put up the pre-orders for their Overwatch hoodies.
Ooh, they're so pretty.
They're so... The D.Va one's the best one just because she has the most content to put onto a hoodie. But they all look really good. And Lucio's is very nice and clean. Like, black with, like, green accents.
Bright green.
It's so good looking. But they're, like, $50 or $60.
Mm-hmm. And they're, like, limited.
Limited.
Edition, I think. Like,
they're limited print, but I think they're going to reprint them. Like, there's no way they don't, like... keep making these.
They're like, yeah, I would say they're like printing money by making them, like,
yeah. And then, but then the other characters are coming soon, and I think Divas is going on sale at Hot Topic in like 2 months, which will pull money out of the thin air. But I might try to wait and get like Stormbirds or something, depending on like my finances look like. I want the Lucio one, but
yeah, I'd like to see what the other ones look like before,
Like, before I wait?
Well, I mean, like, as yet to be released designs look like before I would commit to one of the ones that already came out.
Oh, yeah. The front is always good.
I'm very loyal to hoodies. Like, I just wear the same one over and over again. Like, I don't switch around, so.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I'm assuming you would like tracers, and what I'm thinking is the front of her jacket, because everyone has either their logo or their symbol of some sort. So I think she's going to have, like, her logo, like, her hair and glasses on the front. And the back will probably be, like, the Pulse Bomb logo, because that looks like her accelerator. And then, like, the arms will have, like, if they want to print money, it'll be, like, I don't know. They could either, like, make it look like her jacket or her legging pattern. I don't know. They have a lot of options with tracers, and they can make it really, really cool if they choose to. And Sombra's is just going to make you turn invisible. So, there's that.
There you go.
You feel like doing some queer baiting, speaking of Tracer? Oh my god, I love seeing Tracers and Emilys and Tracer love at Pride festivals. It's so heartwarming as a gamer.
That's adorable. You saw them at Pittsburgh Pride, right?
Yeah, so I saw a Tracer and an Emily at Pittsburgh Pride, and I saw a person with a Cheers Love the Cavalry's Here shirt at New York.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I was wearing my Rick Sanchez shirt.
I don't think I saw the Cheers Love.
It was just like a regular tank top, and it was like not... Oh, okay. Like, they were behind us, and I just happened to turn around.
I gotcha.
So, yeah. So, instead of, like, canon queers, let's talk about queer baiting.
Yeah. So, I don't even know if there's going to be queer baiting in this yet, but I assume that there will be, because it's Supernatural, and what else can happen but that. So, this almost feels like a year ago's news at this point, because I, like, talked it to death with one of my friends after the news came out, but the CW is trying again with a Supernatural spinoff. They already did one that failed miserably, but I think that it did so because it wasn't really tied to any of the characters in the show. I think it was called Bloodlines or something, but it was about, like, monster families. Monster with an N, not mobster with a B.
Mobsters.
Really, yeah, like, monster mobsters. Like, monster families in Chicago, like, dynasties. Kind of, like, duking it out, I guess, over turf or something like that. I didn't watch it. It sounded bad. This sounds slightly less bad. It's going to be called Wayward Sisters or Wayward Daughters or something, in reference to a fan project that I think that was trying to get off the ground for a while. Or there was, like, not a fan project, but, like, a fan movement to give more, like, screen time to the women of Supernatural. And so I guess it's going to have Kim Rhodes, who plays Jody in the show. The girl who played Casey Novak, I think her name is. Man, I can't remember any of these fucking character names. But a bunch of the noteworthy women from the show who are still alive. Jody Mills, that's the name of the character, are going to, I guess, team up and fight monsters together when Dean and Sam aren't around. And, like, that's cool.
I guess that works.
It's a little late. Like,
it's a perfect time to rejuvenate, I guess.
It's like 13 seasons in, and now you've only, like, literally after more than a decade, you've decided to give some screen time to women. I guess better late than never.
I guess that's one way to look at it, or something.
I don't know. I'm very tired thinking about it.
Like, so I'm tired.
So I'm tired naturally and just physically, but I'm also... thinking about Supernatural makes me tired.
You know, the Supernatural boys have been known to wear people out, so... it is what it is. No worries. I don't know anything about Supernatural, but I just know that there's queer baiting in it. Like, it's generally regarded as not the greatest kind of show, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's all about money. Let's not kid ourselves. I am tired as well. Despite not being tired from the weekend, I'm just tired from, like, the last couple of days. That's alright, though, because there's Rick and Morty Clue.
Yeah, you know, like, there's gotta be some bright spot in the world.
there's Clue, the game about sussing people out, but now you can have Rick and Morty people. Okay, that's cool. If you've never played a Clue, I recommend playing Clue, and this is a great...
Are you a board game fan in general, or just like simpler things like Clue versus like a more intense thing like Monopoly?
Monopoly and Mario Party are less board games and more like blood pacts you take with people.
like war surrogates.
Yeah, I don't know. Board games are just kind of... So the reason that video games tend to be more fun for me than board games is because there's a component of like doing things that isn't fun, like counting the money in Monopoly. I don't care to do that.
I like to count it and know how much better I'm doing.
Yeah,
than other people.
I like that, but I would just rather that just be shown on the screen. Like, cool, I have $1,000 and everybody else is broke. I win. But I want to be like, well, I have like a 500 and like 3 100s.
Gold ones.
And some ones. Like, what am I doing with ones? Why do I have ones? What am I gonna pay off? Like my water bill? What is this? And it just is. I don't know. And then Clue is fun a couple of times, but you gotta like write on little pieces of paper, and it just gets. Board games to me are like Mountain Dew, in a bottle, like a 12-ounce bottle. The first sip, you're like, this is pretty good. This isn't the best thing in the world, but this is pretty good. I'm glad I did that. And then you get down to the label part of the Mountain Dew, which is like the mid-game. You're like, this is all right. I'm going to keep drinking it because I bought it. Like, I'm not having fun, but I'm not disappointed. This is whatever. It's still all right. I remember drinking these. And then you get to the part that's like below the label. That's like the end game. Like when somebody has already got bankrupt in Monopoly, or like people start making guesses in Clue. And you're like, why did I do this? This isn't fun. This doesn't taste good. It tastes like syrup. But like warm syrup, the joy is gone. There's no more fizz. I'm pretty sure Rick did it with a candlestick, but like, like we already guessed candlestick, but that's the only thing that makes sense in my head because I'm tired. This game's been 3 hours long. I'm never buying another Mountain Dew ever again. And that's kind of what board games, like Last Train to Ride starts out so fun. And you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this is dumb. That's how I feel. And that's just me, because some people, I haven't played a board game that I was, like, in love with yet. But I've seen some that I think look nice, like Betrayal and the House on the Hill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All that said, I love D&D.
Really, really doing well with that.
I mean, it's probably easier in person. We haven't been synced up in a while, but it's all right. I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I enjoy playing it whenever we can sync up all of us to be in one place at the same time to play it.
Life's hard. No, we have been playing this whole time. You just haven't seen me because I'm a rogue.
Struggle is real.
There it is. Let's put, like, I'm going to put my dagger into stuff. Rule 34. How about some music? That sound good?
That sounds good.
All right, listeners, check out this music. We'll be back.
Okey-dokey. We apologize in advance and in retrospect for how tired we both are this episode. We were going for like a really just like short and to the point episode, and my brain is just not firing on enough cylinders to get through a thought in a concise manner. But we have finally made it to the last section. We've finally made it to the last section of our show, which is, as always, stuff we got this week. What did you get this week, Dom?
Let's see. I got Space Battle Lunchtime 2. The long-awaited, to me at least, sequel to Space Battle Lunchtime 1, which is like American Idol, Kitchen Nightmares, Hell's Kitchen kind of thing in space. It's like a cooking show. And
nice.
It has what appears to be lesbians in it.
And, what appears to be lesbians. Have you read it yet to discover if they are lesbians?
Well, they go on a date. They start to go on a date. Ooh. And then one of them gets kidnapped for being a good chef, or at least better than the person orchestrating the kidnappings. So it's like, it doesn't seem to be sexist. It's just like, you know, he's killing everybody, and she just happens to be the next one that he needs to get rid of. But it doesn't
have
do...
Have you finished it yet? Or
well, I haven't even opened it. I just got it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. But the cover looks good. There seem to be a few new characters in it. Peony looks cool, the main character.
Nice. And,
there's more special features in the back, so I'm looking forward to it.
Very nice.
And it doesn't do that thing where it's like a strong butch black girl and like a chubby white femmy girl.
With pink hair.
Yeah. Like the main girl is some kind of brown ethnicity, and she seems to be not really fat, but like a little doughy, like I guess what you would call American average. And then the suitor is just pretty much Undyne. So like
it's pretty much just Undyne.
Yeah, it's pretty much just Undyne, but it's she looks cool nice. As well. So it's nice. It's a nice difference, and I look forward to. I hope they get to go on their date and maybe smooch at the end. But it's
that
like
would
a
be nice.
Yeah, it's not like porny or anything. It's just like a sweet, cute book. I think someone might say damn or something. So it's not like a kid's book, but it is cute.
Mm-hmm. It's like a young adult kind of.
Yeah, probably that
audience.
And then I got a blackout curtain for my room. I didn't have
finally?
A curtain rod, but I do have. It's I could have just got a curtain, but I got a blackout curtain.
No, that's cool. That's what I've got in my apartment because I'm not about the sun shining into my face.
Yeah, like so, it doesn't lay flush yet because, like I said, I don't have a curtain rod. So the sunlight still peeks out the sides of it, but it's vastly, vastly improved. And some dress shirts because I was only really had a short selection. Not really nerdy, but and I think I talked about the Super Smash Brothers deck last week and what else? A bunch of like business cards and stuff from the convention or the expo. And OC Remix released a new Sonic album for his 26th anniversary, so it's like at least a song from every game, every major game.
Nice.
Some other stuff. It's not my favorite Sonic album on the site. Because they release one for pretty much every classic game. They took a different direction with it. Like, none of the songs are bad. But I'm like, why is it... Like, you would think that it'd be, like, high intensity, like... It's called, like, Speeding Towards Adventures, like, the name of the album. But there's a lot of, like, chill, like, calm stuff. And I'm like, this doesn't feel right for what it's supposed to be. It doesn't feel like a celebration. Like, it's well made, but it's not my type. But whatever.
It's too like retrospective.
Not even that. It's just mellow in a weird, in a way that I'm like, I don't know if I'm spoiled from pop music. In the sense that it feels like it's building to it, like, you know, the like not when they hit the drop for the chorus, but like the, you know, like the weird synthy stuff that's like that, quote unquote, drops into the song and then you do your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's gonna like pop up into like the what would be like the choruses of these Sonic songs, like the loop part that everyone knows. But that part doesn't come in so many songs. Like,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, and I don't know, and they're all well produced. I don't know what the thought process was. I don't know. Like, I guess it's a criticism. I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, I know some of these people, and they made good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not directions that I would have personally taken for some of these songs. But there's a track by this guy named Dusk, and he always, like, does, like, a punk metal, and of course he killed his track, as always. He's really good. So, I mean, it's good. I think it's worth a listen. The whole thing's worth a listen. I'd say a couple listens, even.
More than one listen.
More than one listen.
So many listens.
Yes, at least 2.3. What about you, Steph? What did you get this week?
Well, it was my birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday!
Yay!
Stephanie the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I'm actually... I pulled my mask off. It's been me, Sonic, this whole time, Dom.
Oh, no. Whatever shall I do? Hey.
No.
Hey, do you want to go on a date soon? Now that you're Sonic.
Now that I'm Sonic.
I've seen you naked a lot of times, mostly on Tumblr. Not Stephanie.
Compromising positions with other Sonic the Hedgehog characters.
Yeah, you have to say characters because it's really everybody. Oh gosh. Wait till the new
original
game
character, do not steal.
It's going to be canon in like a year with Sonic Forces. I can't wait. To people's weirdos, these are canon. Happy birthday, Steph.
Thank you. Thank you for getting around. We got around there. Eventually.
Rolling around the speed of sound.
Yep. I'm old, so I didn't get a lot this week, but I did get a Wonder Woman pop from my brother, along with a lot of baked goods.
Yes.
Dear God, so many baked goods. I don't have yet, but I will be getting tickets to see Anastasia.
Nice.
On Broadway, which I'm excited about. I got my regular comic books that I get every week. I don't get them every week, but the selection of comic books that came out this week, I purchased them today. And I got this nifty little bracelet. This, like, really, it's nifty is almost a strong word for it. It's really just kind of like a shitty bracelet that you would get, like, if you had only won, like, 50 tickets at an arcade. Little rope bracelet. But I got it in a cool situation, which is that I went to see a show last night, which was Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, but an adaptation that was set, like, the setting for the Julius Caesar was, like, an all-girls high school. Like a private high school, so like they were all like young looking women playing the roles, and they all wore like schoolgirl uniform. The phrase has such like a kinky connotation, but like they were wearing like long pleated skirts and like button downs with ties.
Yeah, that's not the connotation of that that's so sexy has lost like charm to me completely, because I often walk by places where schoolgirls might be leaving class. Like, mm-hmm. like Phantom of the Attic, I think, is, like, near a Catholic school or something, or a private school.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm like, oh, hey, cool, like, 13-year-olds in schoolgirl uniforms.
Children.
This is really, if you ever want to get rid of a fetish that's not obviously sexual, because that would be weird, and picture a kid. Do you like schoolgirl outfits? Well, there's a child. It's gone. Do you like, I don't know. Fairies or whatever, or women with cat ears, boys with cat ears, picture a kid in cat ears, not sexy anymore.
You're going down a really dangerous path here.
No,
man.
I'm not, because you're not like being sexy about it, because that's bad, that's illegal and gross. I'm talking about like you're hanging out on Halloween and like your younger brother or something wears cat ears. It's done now, it's over. That never happened to me, by the way. I don't think my brother's ever worn cat ears. Wouldn't that be funny, though? You know my brother, like, he's taller than me. My brother's muscular.
That's quite a mental image.
Does that
mean you still have your cat ear fetish, Tom?
Do I have a cat ear fetish?
You said it's never happened to me. My brother's never worn cat ears, so does that mean you haven't been trained out of your...
I don't have a cat ear fetish, I don't believe. Like, it's never... I've never seen that and be like, oh,
I don't know that I do.
If I do, it's news to me. I think the fetishes that I have are well known on the internet.
That's not false.
That said.
But yeah, so I got this little shitty pink bracelet at Julius Caesar.
Well, that's cool. Did Caesar get stabbed in the back?
She did get stabbed in the back, and they did it with sidewalk chalk, which was pretty cool. Like, the whole stage was, like, blackboard paint, so, like, they would, like, draw, like, graffiti-ish, kind of, like, Roman graffiti.
That's cute.
Esque, like, passing notes and shit, and then, like, when they all stabbed Caesar, there were air quotes there. You couldn't see them. They all, like, gathered around and, like, drew on her uniform with the sidewalk chalk, so.
You'll never be able to wash that out.
Shakespeare adaptation I've ever seen, but it was pretty cool conceptually, and like some of those things that they did was pretty cool, so.
Well, I mean, interesting is always better than good, I'd say.
Yeah, I like my little shitty pink bracelet.
Oh yeah, we also bought you. We bought you that bag of stuff.
Yeah. Since it's the Rule 34 episode, I guess we're going there. They bought Dom and our lovely friend Heather went out to move a vehicle that had been ticketed for parking in the wrong place.
Yo, New York City needs to leave me the hell alone.
Bag full of NC-17 items from a NC-17 type store.
Yo, you have to go to the store, Steph. Like, you know, I'm not even, okay, like, I always advocate orgasms to all my friends. This has nothing to do with that. This is all about experiencing this setup that they have.
This particular store.
Yo, so you walk in, it's called, like, Romance Depot or something, right? Mm-hmm. Walk in, first thing you see, bongs, like, just, like weed or vaping bongs, right? And they're not, like, glass dicks or like, boobs or something. They're not, like, sexy bongs. It's just a glass shop. And there's also two Pokeball ones, like, a Pokeball and a Great Ball. Nothing sexy about this. It's just there.
There's, to derail you for a second, there's a shop that's, like, on my way to my supermarket that also sells bongs. And for a while, I thought it was, like, a smoke store. A smoke store. Because, like, that's all they have in the window are, like, so many different kinds of bongs, including a pink chrome automatic weapon, like some kind of machine gun shaped pink chrome bong. And then I finally, like, looked in and had the door open one day. It's just a deli.
So I guess that's a theme up there on that street.
So
you turn right and you're like, okay, there's like the sex stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you look slightly upwards, you see like the best security camera setup ever. It's like a TV that's like probably, and I'm not exaggerating here, at least 15 different angles in the store to make sure that no one's shoplifting, because in that doorway you see like, here's the people that are banned because we caught them shoplifting. It's like another 15 mugshots or whatever, and they have like the police on speed dial, because I guess this sex store is getting like lifted like all the constantly. Time. But I mean the store was nice. They had a lot of selections and like cool stuff, you know, like glass toys or whatever, which I don't care to really get into that because I'm tired, but it was just decked out. Like, this was a really, and they were playing like pop rap hits, like, not, like, chill, like, 90s Alanis Morissette pop music. Like, they weren't interested in, like, making a girls' night type setup, even though the store was selling that kind of stuff. It was like, here's what, and I've never seen a man working in a toy store before. It was the weirdest thing. Like, he's like, yo, how y'all doing today? I'm like, we're good. He's like, hey, check out these VIP cards. You get discounts. Great. It's a promotion. I'm like, okay, cool. And it was just like, it was weird. I've never been in a store like that before. All that to say, we just ended up like buying like candy and knickknacks. That's our friendship, you know.
It is.
So.
It is, and we got to sip our drinks for the rest of the weekend out of straws shaped like little wieners.
They were shaped that way. I didn't use one of those, because I have standards. No, I just didn't. I don't like using straws. It's deeply uncomfortable for me. Like. Unless I need to use a straw, I'd rather just, like, sip it on the side. It's not, like, a no-homo kind of problem with straws. I just don't like them mechanically. They encourage me to drink my drinks too fast, and I get hiccups.
We all know now about the hiccups.
That's the worst I've ever had. I've never had it like that before. You know, it was, like, the first time. And, like, the first time, it was uncomfortable and awkward. But here's something we're actually good at. How about the social media biz? You want to do this or me? It's up to you.
I'm going to let you do it, because I feel like you'll be just slightly faster at it than I am.
Okay, let's see how fast I can knock this up. So you want to see me on Twitter. That's Brother Dom, at Brother Dom, not hard, E-R-T-H-A. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat, OC Remix, anywhere I want to be found. You can find Steph on Twitter at Captain Steph, or on Instagram at Hella Steph, or Tumblr at The Snow Queer. You know, like, I don't know, probably some costume RuPaul did was probably icy or something. Who knows? So you want to find this podcast. You should want to find this podcast. It's so good. That's Twitter at CharacterRev, 2 R's in the middle. Or on Instagram at CharacterReveal, or Facebook, you just search CharacterReveal. You'll notice those lovely blue curtains. Are they satin? Are they suede? Who knows? It's digital. It feels amazing. You can find this podcast at CharacterReveal.simplecast.fm, or on iTunes, or on Google Play Podcasts, or on Stitcher, or anywhere else you would get your podcast. I use Podcast Addict, and it has not failed me yet. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/CharacterReveal. Every dollar helps. You'll get little bonuses if you help us, but it's mostly just to make sure we can keep our equipment up to snuff. I want to get a pop filter. I don't think we've updated our goals because I just came up with that in my head just now, but it will help us get to like conventions and meet more people and just kind of make this a better show so we can do more character reveals for you all. And yes. I believe that's everything, right?
I think so. Did you say the Instagram?
I said the Instagram.
And we are all freaking set.
We did it. And you can find all that information in the show notes below, whether you're watching this on Simplecast or on your catcher. It should be on your screen of some sort. So click over and look at all that stuff, music and all that. And, we both write for the Lady Geek Girl and Friends blog. That's ladygeekgirl.wordpress.com. It's an intersectional feminist blog. I am the senior black correspondent until someone tells me that I'm not. And the assistant games journalist until someone tells me I'm not. but other than that, it's been fun. Sorry for our tiredness. I don't apologize for the sex jokes unless they were problematic. And then I didn't mean to. And I'm sorry. I would actually apologize if someone brings something to light. I try to get better. Anyway, well, that's it. Happy Summerween, everybody. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.